Good afternoon, good evening. This is the Tom Torero podcast coming in your ears, your weekly day game pickup podcast, episode 164 on quality control. How hot are the girls you are banging? Tom Torero, how hot are the girls you are banging? All shall be revealed in today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading this and the other episodes, perhaps on iTunes. Thank you for watching it on YouTube, wherever, whenever you are listening to the lovely sounds of Tom Torero in your ears. Maybe you're at the gym, pumping iron. Girls love the lifting. Maybe you're in the garden, pruning your roses. Maybe you're off to church. Maybe you're in the library. You're meant to be doing something, but sneakily you're listening to the Tom Torero podcast. Hello, I am in a secret day game location. It's somewhere in the Middle East, and outside are minarets and mosques and calls to prayer. I'm here with a wing, and ironically, yeah, we're doing some hijab hustling under the radar, very secret society, very below the belt. Plug for the book, the new book, which is finished. I have finished it, and I am waiting for a proof test copy just to check the layout and the cover. Check it for any major mistakes. So I reckon we're under 2 weeks now to when I can press publish or put it live, and then you can order a paperback copy. The Kindle, Amazon Kindle version, will be probably half a year away, but an audio book of Below the Belt, plus my first one Day Game, plus my second one Torero Travels, plus my third one Cold Calling, that is in the works. It's on my to-do list. So when the snow is falling outside this winter, I shall hunker down somewhere and record for days on end. Because, yeah, I've neglected audiobooks. And I know guys like listening to these podcasts, and guys listen to a lot of audiobooks when they're doing other shit. I accept that. I appreciate it. It's a good idea. On all that long driving I was doing in the van, I was getting through shitloads of podcasts and audiobooks. So, exactement. All right. Today's topic worth talking about because it's the most common diss. It's the most common comment left both inside the pickup community and also directed at the pickup community. So one day gamer will say to another day gamer, "You just bang ugly girls. You just bang fatties. You just bang old women." Or somebody outside the pickup community will say about pickup artists, pickup only works on ugly girls, on drunk sluts. You can't get high quality girls from day game street pickup, etc., etc. So it's like the lowest form of rap battle diss. It's a stereotype cringe. It's everywhere. It's funny. It's like, you know, your mama's so fat. Yeah, okay. But it's worth thinking about. In can you rate girls on a scale of 1 to 10? Yes, you can. And what is a guy who's been doing this for years, teaching this? I've now traveled with other guys that do this for a living. I've winged with them. I know some of the biggest pickup artists in the world. They've seen me day game. I've seen them day game. Maybe you wing them in a two set. You bounce two girls home. You do residentials where your students see the kind of quality. Obviously, with your good friend wings, you show each other pictures of you and your conquests. It's like, you know, a big game hunter displaying his kills on the wall, or a sportsman displaying his trophies in a cabinet. You're proud of it because you put in a fuckload of work. You mastered a skill set over months and years, and yeah, you should be proud of it. But then after all that, you'll get the wonderful comment, "You only fuck ugly girls," or "Day game only works on ugly girls." So let us go all the way back to the beginning of the pickup community, to the HB rating. I think it was Ross Jeffries more than 15 years ago. Maybe it was Mystery, but I think it's grandfather Ross Jeffries of the pickup community who said HB 6 to 10 to rate women. HB meaning honey bunny. So anything below a 6 is a contradiction, because you can't have a honey bunny 5 or a 4, etc. So you should be banging, the pickup community says, quite rightly, 6s, 7s, 8s, 9s, and those mythical 10s. Yeah? So I can already hear guys listening to this saying, you can't rate women, you can't put women on a scale like that. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I would never rate women. Well, yes, you can. It's a harsh, cold, hard truth that female sexual market value can be evaluated by eye. It's external. You can do it as a male. You've evolved to do it extremely quickly. That's why when you watch somebody going through their Tinder, they can swipe left or right extremely quickly. Even with filters, Instagram filters and makeup and clothing, and now obviously plastic, fantastic boob jobs and lips and hair extensions and all that, men are still very good because we've evolved to be very good at detecting female beauty, which is to do with age and fertility and her health. Yep, so of course, there are different flavors. Some guys like petite girls, some guys like tall, skinny girls, blonde girls, brunettes, big boobs, small boobs, whatever. Scientists know that that's about imprinting for males. So some say it happens when you're 4 or 5. Most scientists say for males it happens in your early teens, 13, 14. It's based on your first desires. That's where some guys have this foot fetish, some guys are obsessed with asses, some guys are obsessed with big boobs. It's imprinting, but it's all around the same archetype, the same biological definition of female beauty, and photographers know this. London Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, they know this. Magazines know this, porn companies know this, film directors know this, and it's very harsh. You can see why women don't like it, because male sexual market value is clearly not just based on looks. You can build it over time, you can deliver it, you can hold on to it. So women just have these few years, you know, late teens, early 20s, when she's at her peak fertility. And then, yeah, women are obsessed with trying to look younger and trying to enhance their beauty. Just look around a cosmetic store, look at what women are into. Again, don't listen to what women say, look at what women do. And big businesses obviously know this. Yep, follow the money. Now, a lot of guys will say, well, why are women faking all this? Why are women tricking us? Why are women playing games? Well, that's what they've evolved to do, right? You have your game, which is called approach pickup, the pickup arts, and girls have their game. It's in their nature. If you were a girl, fuck yeah, you would be trying to look hotter. You'd be trying to look younger. This is why, interestingly, girls are very, very good at photo enhancements and filtering. And if you've ever been to Russia or Ukraine or Belarus, you'll see on the weekend loads and loads of pairs of girls going into parks and going to statues and beautiful settings. And one of them will have a really nice DSLR camera. And she'll know what to do with it. She'll know how to take professional type photos. And the other one will, without going to any modeling school, know how to pose. Now, you'd never find a girl in England perhaps knowing how to do this, but a Russian girl will know exactly how to drape herself against a tree and push out her boobs and her lips and flick her hair and get the lighting right. And then the girls will swap over. And why are they doing this? They do it for their social media. They do it for their Instagram. And then they're experts at filtering. I should have said before that they're experts at going shopping and making themselves look hot. So it's in their interests. God bless them. Very, very hard to take these sexual market reality truths for girls. I talk about it a lot in my new book, Why Men Just Moan. But we play the game. Girls play the game. That's fine. All right, let's get into the juicy stuff. If you think of 6 to 10, HB 6 to 10. Right, or the old joke is you rate a woman either 0 or 1, as in I'd give her 1. And in this context, I'd give her 1 means 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5 and under, my friends, is not game. It's dumpster diving. It might have happened once or twice in your life, but you certainly wouldn't admit to it. And you should take a point off your notch count. I'm only joking, but you get what I mean. It's certainly not game. It's anti-game. Actually, she's probably gamed you if she's 5 and under or really old. She hustled you, my friend, because your sexual market value is higher. So she won. Okay, the definition of game is that you're going for a higher female sexual market value than you. Yeah, that's why you learn game. to improve. All right, a six could just be defined as you'd give her one, as in 0 to 1, but you wouldn't really want to be seen with her a lot and be defined by that level of beauty, you know. And your wing sees her and he kind of rolls his eyes as you bring her into the house, but he gets it. All right, it's like going for a McDonald's for a happy meal, going to a drive-through where you've got that craving. You saw her boobs, you saw her nice ass, there was something about her nice and juicy. You said, yep, I'm horny, I'm gonna give her one. And you do, and you're not gonna see her again, but yes, I've seen plenty of students do that, as I'll come on to. I've seen plenty of pickup coaches do that. So that's a six. You wouldn't parade her around. A seven is most guys' girlfriend, all right? Just a cute girl, just a pretty girl. You'd walk around with her. You'd often date her, okay? A little bit of a plain Jane, but she's not bad. She's not stunning. Nobody falls over, turns around to have a look at her. But when she's dressed up, she could be a high seven. Remember, in all of these, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you've got low seven, high seven. You've even got a low six, very dodgy, or a high six. She makes an effort. She dresses up. She turns up for the date with the dress and heels, and she's done her makeup and her hair, and you go, fuck me, that is a good seven. So again, there's variability in that. Remember that. And a seven, your wing says, yeah, well done, man. You know, you went out there, you were horny, you brought home a pretty girl. It's better than having a wank. It's better than playing a video game. Yep. So, and remember, for most guys out there, for most regular guys who are, what the lifetime lay count is, 6 or 7, then for him, that girl is a massive achievement. Or for a dude living in a small village in the middle of New Zealand, that girl is a massive achievement. So there's a seven. Would you see a seven again? Potentially, if she's good in bed, if there's sexual chemistry, if she's pleasant to keep around. But she's certainly not going in the trophy cabinet. Yeah. Eight, oh yes, she's hot. You could have a low eight, or you could have a very high eight. And you want to be seen with her. You want to show her off to your wings. They meet her. You'd be proud of a student seeing her in the apartment in the morning. And yeah, you'd certainly keep your photo mementos of you and her together, your holiday videos, whatever. You'd keep her around. You definitely want to bang her more than once. Now, the disclaimer here is with eights and then coming on to nines, a lot of guys will say, well, surely you want to keep them around. You want to marry them. These are the ones. Whereas if you've banged eights and nines, you'll know that it's amazing the first time. It's pretty good the second time. It's good the third time. It's all right the fourth time, etc., etc., etc. Well, you go away with her and the first day of sex is amazing. The second day is pretty good. The third day is you're knackered. The fourth day, you're making excuses why you don't want to have sex. So just because she's hot, again, this is a massive reason to do game. It wakes your eyes up to look. Just because they're hot, it doesn't mean you need to jump into a relationship. Doesn't mean you need to lose your freedom, give her monogamy, settle down and marry. Okay, because that horniness you feel when you shoot your load disappears and you get a clear head. It's a good time after sex to have a nice clear head about a girl, yeah, especially with repeated bangs. And the add-on to that is that sexual chemistry you might really have with a mid seven, you know, a high seven, a seven, whatever, where you just click. She's into the same things as you, the same kinks, the same fetish. She likes to be submissive, whatever. With certain girls, and I talk about this in Below the Belt, you get that sexual chemistry, that sexual big bang. Whereas I've banged eights and they lay there like a starfish, these particular girls. Vanilla sex, pretty boring sex, and no sexual chemistry. Maybe a super hot girl has never had to try. So that's interesting. Anyway, that's a footnote. A nine. What is a nine? Well, you're certainly going to fucking remember these, right? When you're an old man in the retirement home. I hope you've got the photo of you and her together. I hope your wing took a snap when you introduced her in the apartment. You went out to a bar, whatever. You're certainly going to see her again. You're certainly going to be very proud of her, like an Olympic medal, because you worked fucking hard, right? This is a difficult girl where she could earn a living from her beauty, like makeup or no makeup. She could be certainly a model, she could be a professional dancer, she could be in the TV film industry. She could easily do something just because of her magnetism, her beautiful magnetism. An interesting note here is that myself and my wings and most day gamers I have day gamed with agreed that a girl has to be under 25. Some of my wings say under 24 or 23 to be an 8 or a 9. Now again, I can hear through the microphone, I can hear guys going, but I dated a 32-year-old 9, or I've seen a celebrity who's 45 and she's an 8, I'd bang her. Okay, outliers don't change the general rules, the general normal distribution, okay? An anecdote from you, sure, there might be a hot MILF with plastic titties, especially in Russia. You might see a celebrity who's had a bit of surgery. You might have dated a girl who was 27 and still looked like a 9, okay? But in general, and definitely for biologists are interested in peak fertility, cold hard truth. And that's a girl who's 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 max, perhaps, yeah? So 24 is even quite generous. But just to get that radiance, to get that feeling in her skin, to not have to use lots of makeup or plastic surgery, to look good without makeup or Instagram filters, to look amazing in the morning, then, yeah, that's under 25, that's under 24. So that's the note for the 8 or the 9. The 10. The mythical 10, as the saying goes, a 10 is a girl you think you can't get. So it's your dream celebrity, it's your dream porn star. It would have to be a ridiculous girl, and it's something I've never done. Bang a celebrity who's in the prime of her sexual peak, and she's so desirable and she's so famous for being so beautiful. I've never banged a girl on that level. Does a 10 exist? Can a 9 be a 10? La-di-da-di-da, you can argue about that forever, but it's much more useful to think about sixes, sevens, eights, and high eights. You'll know if it's a 9. Your dick doesn't lie. You can't trick your dick, as I said last week, a saying my wing told me. And you'll know, because you'll be banging that girl and looking down on her and thinking, Holy Mother of God, Jesus and the angels, sweet baby Jesus, this is amazing. You'll shoot your load, you'll be able to come again, and then you'll want to come again and come again and come again. And this can keep going on for weeks, if not months, if she's really hot, if she's just your type, etc. Okay, the second half of the podcast. I know you're thinking, well, what about the girls that you bang, Tom, and the other pickup artists bang, the other coaches bang, the other people I've lived with, winged with, traveled with, seen? What do they bang? Because now I've spent almost a decade doing this, so you'd hope to see some improvement. And I've lived with most of the big day gamers, certainly. I've also lived with night gamers. I've lived with coaches in different countries. I've had lots of students come and live with me. When I used to do residentials, wings have lived and traveled with me. So I've seen their girls, they've seen my girls. We've obviously shared each other's pictures when we're with girls together. Not just that one cheeky shot from Instagram or Facebook, her best photo, but, you know, a representative sample of the girls that you've banged. And if you've banged 100 girls, 200 girls, 300 girls, you're going to have some photos, right? You're going to have some videos of you and the girl together. So it's a legitimate question, you know? Okay, the drum roll, please. Nobody in the pickup industry is banging just eights and nines all day, every day, with ease, okay? Unless you are a big celebrity or you've got real male model looks, which is linked to the celebrity thing, or you're doing something which is not game, you're doing the provider, sugar daddy, pay for play stuff, then there's no guy doing proper cold approach pickup just banging eights and nines. Just like when you're eating food every day, every week, think about how many times you're eating a fillet steak and think about how many times you're having a Mackie D's. Most of your meals are pretty normal. Some of them are pretty bland, pretty boring, whatever. Chicken, broccoli, rice, the same pasta. Nothing to write home about. It's good food, but it's not trashy food, and it's certainly not Michelin-starred food. So it's like that with banging lots of girls. And remember, a pickup guy has a high sex drive. If you're banging lots of girls, you're horny. you're banging way more than normal. And this is the myth of, you know, no fap. Because pickup guys jerk off, pickup guys watch porn, some pickup guys go to strip clubs just to make themselves even more horny. It's this cycle going upwards where you bang, then you want to bang again, then you want to bang again, and high drive, which makes you go out and do cold approach pickup. So a lot of sevens, a lot of cute girls, a lot of pretty girls, all right? Some of them are going to be low sevens, some of them are going to be high sevens. They're cute. And for most guys, that would be their girlfriend. And I would say, what, two-thirds, maybe almost 70% of a pickup guy's menu would roughly be that, of course. That's not an exact science. I'm just giving you a ballpark figure. Yep. And you're banging lots of sevens, and it's like eating the same meal over and over again. Not as bad as pizza, but you know, you get used to it. You keep eating the same food until you've had enough, until you feel sick. Yeah. So then you got to think, fuck, I want that fillet steak. I want to visit a really, really nice restaurant. And year after year, you want that to improve. You want to set goals. You want to set targets. A certain type of girl you want to bang, certain look of girl you want to bang. Of course, this is why we're talking about this. It's not just to show off, it's for you to push your skill set. You know, you can play tennis at an amateur level, then just a regional level, then you can do it at a country level, then you can try for the US Open, you can try for Wimbledon. There's ego involved, of course. You want to show off, of course, but the athlete's ultimately doing it for himself. He's pushing himself, raising the bar. So let's say, coming back to stats, two-thirds are somewhere in the seven range. Yeah, low seven, high seven. What about the sixes, right? Because we're not going to mention fives and fours. That should not be in your repertoire. That's certainly not game. Sixes is, you know, you fuck the girl, end of the night, bit of drunken gutter game, or she's just a really low seven, and your wing, like I said, has a little cheeky smirk, tells you off in the morning. You fucked her for her tits, you fucked her for her ass, you fucked her because of her long hair, whatever. You wouldn't really keep her around, like I said, you wouldn't show anyone else a picture unless she had amazing boobies. That's probably about, I don't know, 10-15% are sixes. That should be about the amount of fast food you're eating per week, per month, per year. You know, when you go for that cheeky cheeseburger? Yeah. Not dumpster diving, it's still, you know, it's still on some level there's something about her you find attractive. Right, let's take it up to the interesting stuff, to the stuff you should be having on your wall, trophy cabinet level. Yeah, eights, you remember them with a smile, your wing says fucking well done. I'd say 10%, you could say 15%, but conservatively I'd say 10%. Yeah, whereas for most guys that would be like, fuck, she's the one, settle down with her, marry her, get her. For most guys, it would be mind-blowing. For a player, it's par for the course. You expect it at some point in the golf round, yeah? And if you've banged 100 girls, if you've got a notch count of 100, 10% means 10 eights. That's pretty fucking good. Yeah, that's 10 girls you could have photos of on your wall. And when you're an old man, you say, yeah, I got them through skill. I got them through game. What about the nines? Well, if your maths is good, you can kind of work it out. Those girls where you just go, fuck yeah, that was peak game. I remember the day game. I remember the texting. I remember the dating struggles. And I am proud of that girl. I didn't get her with looks or my status or money. I got her through sheer cold approach pickup skills. Yeah, and that's probably 5%, let's say, you know. The models, the real models that earn money for doing that. The high-end professional dancers. Yeah. Girls who have a face which doesn't need a lot of makeup, she's just stunning. 5%. And again, if you've banged 100 girls and five of those were those stunning girls where guys tongues hang out, your wing just goes, what the fuck. I remember being in Barcelona with this Latvian go-go dancer. That was her job. She was stunning. It's in Torero Travels, this story. And as I was walking down the street with her, Las Ramblas, she was in this sexy black outfit and guys were wolf whistling and making monkey noises, and one guy just like jumped up from his chair to take a closer look because he was looking at me as well thinking, what the fuck, what, this ridiculous. It's like a scruffy Welsh guy, a David Cameron lookalike with this, you know, beautiful, beautiful girl. So that's when you look down on the girl when you're nailing her, and you just go, God, thank you for this delicious banquet. Thank you for this skill set that is day game. This fucking works. And that certainly rewires your brain, yeah? Okay, two little disclaimers I wanted to add in with the 6, 7, 8, 9, possibly 10, right? One is to, like I said, be careful of the nightclub lights and what she's wearing, and that you've had a few beers, and also be careful of the Instagram filters and the plastic fantastic titties, because there's that kind of Instagram 8 and 9, and there's the 9 that you just meet in the supermarket. She's in her yoga gear, no makeup, and that is what you see is what you get. So be careful of that. And the second one is, be careful of just being in one place and you haven't traveled and you're in a small American town, and the girl in your college, you say, she's a 9, man. Whereas if I took you to Brazil, or I took you to Russia, or I took you to Iran or Lebanon, you might suddenly go, oh fuck, the girl you thought was a 9 could be a 6. Well, could be a 7. Yeah. So by traveling, you're getting a much better global idea of the market. Coming back to last week's podcast, McMating. Very, very important to see that for real. The other big thing I wanted to point out before I read the comments and get the emails is from guys who've banged less than a handful of girls. If you've banged less than 5 girls, I don't really care your age. You can't be fussy, my friend, all right? Beggars can't be choosers. And the most common thing when I used to teach a lot of day game was I'd point out the girl and the student would say, she's not hot enough, or she's not my type. What is that really? That's the guy making it an excuse why he shouldn't approach. Some students said, I only want to approach 8s and 9s. Okay, and that's from a guy who's perhaps slept with 2 girls. So look, you can't be selective in that way. 6 and above, yeah? 0 or 1. I'd give her 1. So I say to the student, look at her boobs, look at her hair, look at her face, look at the way she walks. If she was on your bed tonight and she wanted to suck you off and she wanted to jump your bones, would you? And the student looks sheepish, because I know he would. Otherwise, it's just World of Warcraft for him, yeah? So come on, man. Don't write to me and say, oh, so and such a celebrity, she's a 5. I would never bang that Victoria's Secret model. I wouldn't be interested. I'm looking for high quality girls. You, my friend, would bang a lot of girls, okay? You might not tell me, you might not tell your wing, but you certainly would. If the sex was on a plate, you would bang that girl. Right, some interesting realizations to finish, because I'm going outside and this podcast is coming up to 30 minutes. First of all, think of it like this. I often say this to students and I discuss it with wings. Let's say your batting average is 1 in 50. So you speak to 50 girls and you get 1 lay, just roughly. Okay, that's a pretty damn good intermediate, if not more, batting average. And so therefore, let's say you approach 50 sixes or sevens and you get 1 lay. But why don't you approach 50 eights and nines? Well, I know why, because in your city, in your small town, it's hard to find 50 eights and nines. But that's why a traveling day gamer will go to a city like Rio or Moscow or wherever, Kiev. And that same distribution of yes, no, maybe applies. It's an interesting thought that if you just spoke to eights and nines, you'd get the same ratio of yes, no, maybe, and you'd be banging eights and nines. Because often when you say to a student, why aren't you, you know, what's the reason you're not getting eights and nines? He simply says, I don't open them, or I can't find them. And if that's the case in the US, as I said last week, you need to go to New York, or certainly, you know, Vegas for a while, or LA for a while, or Miami for a while. And if you're in Europe, yeah, you get to London for that population, you find the type of girl you like, so you suddenly discover you're very good with and you love Swedish girls, so yeah, you got to go to Stockholm. Yeah, or like me, you discover you love Slavic girls, so you get yourself to Russia. So that's interesting. And secondly, to finish, to give you hope, to give me hope at the end, always remember that really hot girls, in my experience and in other day gamers' experience, usually respond better to cold approach directness than the sixes and sevens. Why? Because that hot girl knows she's hot. She's got high self-esteem. If she's a model, she'll be grateful for you coming up and saying hello. That boosts her self-esteem, yeah? The girl that's putting a lot of time to her look and her fitness and her makeup, she'll be very happy. Whereas when you say that you know, super direct thing to the low six, she's just very suspicious. She's very prickly. She's very defensive. She's thinking, what the fuck? So really, you're often surprised. I say, don't predict. Go and find out. Go and find out if that hottie that you're really scared of, is she going to eat you alive? Or is she very, very pleasant? That will give you hope. Anyway, that was a realistic overview, I hope, of quality control. We will never stop guys saying, you only bang mingers. Mingers. Do you say that in England and abroad? Mingers, that's what we say in Wales for ugly girls. But it will never stop that conversation, and this podcast will never solve. She was an 8. No, she was a 4. No, she was a 9. No, she was a 3. Whatever. Okay? I get it. So please don't let this start that argument below. But until next week, thank you for listening to the Tom Torero podcast, episode 164. I shall say goodbye.